Thank you, Father. You are just so awesome. We bless what you're doing in our lives. We're excited. Thank you, Lord. Continue the work. Thank you for transforming us. Thank you for letting us see your heart and to walk as you walk. We bless what's in your heart to do. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. One of the things when we're praying for people is it's a good idea to pray with your eyes open. When you're in your prayer closet or you're in worship, it's okay, close your eyes. But when you're praying for someone, keep your eyes open so that you can watch to see what is happening. Sometimes people are carrying demons, they don't know it, and they may begin to manifest as the presence and power of God comes from you. Remember, it's Jesus in us. The Holy Spirit flows from us, and many people can feel the presence of God when you're praying. And they may have some demons that are attached to them. And if your eyes are shut, then you might be surprised. We were in Kenya. And you don't mind doing this, do you?
What's that?
Okay. And we were at a crusade. And there was a lot of lost people there. We began to pray and demonstrate the power of God. And the people started pressing in and pushing in, trying to get to us, to touch us. Not really understanding that it was Jesus. So we really couldn't even move. We were backed up against the wall, and the people were pressing in. And next to me was one of our male team members. He's a big man. And you were on the other side of him, right?
I was on the other side of it. Church away.
You were a long ways away.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was outside.
Okay. And he had a mother brought her daughter. She was maybe that big. She said, "My daughter has epilepsy. You pray for her." And this man, his name is Bobby.
He said,
"Sure, I will pray." And he prayed like this with his eyes closed. And he said, "In the name of Jesus." And I happened to look over and see. As he began to pray, this little girl
went,
here's what she did. Casey's going to be the man that was praying.
My eyes are closed.
Anamuombea, angalia, tayari amekwidwa. Umeona eh?
Claws came out of her fingers. Claws, like.
Angalia sasa yale makucha yameingia sasa. Angalia anavyomng'ata na makucha.
And she grabbed him.
Angalia alishika kabisa kwenye eneo la maziwa.
And the claws went right into his skin.
Na angalia yale makucha kabisa yalienda mpaka kutoboa ngozi.
Now his eyes were closed.
Angalia sasa macho yamefungwa.
And when she did that.
Na angalia kitu kilichofanyika.
Now, this little girl picked him up. A big man. And he's yelling. His eyes were closed. If he had his eyes open, he would have been able to see this happening.
And he
could have simply said, I command you to submit in the name of Jesus.
Well,
he was yelling for help. Casey came, wrapped his arms around the girl while they're rolling around the ground, put his mouth in her ear, and just kept saying, I command you to submit in the name of Jesus. You will loose him right now. He's doing this. He's doing this as they're rolling around the ground. All the people pushed back.
There
was a big pile of dust. And then all of a sudden, the girl stopped. And then we were able to minister to her to get her free. You don't. Hallelujah. You see, you don't know what's going to happen. So keep your eyes open. When you're praying with someone, you ask them, what's happening to you? Sometimes we don't know, we have to ask them. We were in a meeting once and people were manifesting all over the meeting. Running, spinning around, rolling across the floor, jumping against the wall. And the pastor said to me, this is the devil. These are demons doing this. These are demons doing this. I said to him, how do you know? He said, well, it looks like it. Well, let's find out. Let's go up to someone and ask them what's happening to you. See, we pray for people, but we don't work with them to see what's happening. Most time we pray, we don't even know if they're being touched or healed. We don't know. Most prayer is just, you just pray and then you go away. Pray and go away. No, talk to them. What's happening to you? And then the Spirit of God will take you through that prayer. To help that person, to help them. We work together with the Holy Spirit. So when you ask someone who's manifesting, what's happening to you? What if they say this? Oh, it's so dark, it's so terrible, I'm so afraid. That's a demon. Would God do that?
No.
What if they say this?
It's so
beautiful. Oh, the love of Jesus is so beautiful. Then leave them alone. Real quick, when we see someone manifesting, we want to stop them from manifesting. But it may be the Holy Spirit touching someone powerfully. That's why we ask them. We work together with them. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mr. Casey had a radical change in his life. As the power of God came upon him, and he shook and vibrated on the floor for how long?
Hours.
Hours. He couldn't even move, couldn't even get off the floor. And nobody ran up to him and tried to cast demons out of him. Just leave the Spirit of God to do His work. Remember, we have the Holy Spirit to work together with us. He's our partner. He's the important part. We can't do nothing without Him. As soon as you think you understand everything there is to know, so you just start praying, preaching, teaching, because you know so much, you're going to find it won't work. Because everything happens as we depend upon the Holy Spirit. It's not by our power. It's not by our might. It's not by how much we know. It's all by the Spirit. Everything happens by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We need to make it a habit. I roll out of bed in the morning. I roll out of bed. I just say thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm trusting you to give me every word today. I'm trusting you to release the life of Jesus for me today. I don't want me, I want you.
Amen.
We live by faith in Him. To live His life through us. If I had everything that He needed, everything Pastor Norbert needed, I had it all. And if I walked with Him wherever He went, I'm never going to leave Him. But what if He never turned to me, never talked to me, never asked me, what about this? What's the answer to this? How do I do this? Would you lead me, please? Thank you for your wisdom.
What if
we need to build relationship with the Holy Spirit? If I have one thing I can tell someone who's just been born again, because I'm going to go and I'm not going to be able to be there, I will tell them about Holy Spirit, how He's now come to live within us, how He is the one who wrote the Bible. And even before they know anything in the Bible, even before they know any of the Word of God, the one who wrote it is living in them. And you can say, Holy Spirit, I don't know what to do in this situation. I don't know how to pray. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for giving me the Word. Thank you for releasing the life of Jesus to me. And He will do it. He will do it. He's come for that purpose. But we must build relationship with Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you can't see Him with your natural eyes. It's easy to forget that He is with you. But He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will never leave you on your own. Oh my.
Amen.
Oh my.
Amen.
I have been in so many crazy situations. I should have died many, many times. People who pulled guns on me, swords, knives, they tried to beat me all over the world. People under the influence of demons. But I know I can trust Holy Spirit. I can trust Him. There's nothing can take me out. Hallelujah.
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 You have the same Holy Spirit. Is this our only session today? Just one session today, right? And then crusade? What? You want to have another session after this?
And then crusade, is it?
Because we want to have a session where we get to pray for all of you. We want to personally pray for each one of you. We want to have our whole team prophesy over you, pray for you. Each one of you. That's why I was asking if this is our last time with you, we're going to do that today. Amen.
Amen.
Is that okay with you?
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I want to talk to you about a real killer in Christianity.
Amen.
A killer in Christianity.
Muaji.
uwaji halisi wa Ukristo.
There is something that really really takes the life out of Christians.
Kuna mambo halisi ambayo yanajitokeza na kuushika Ukristo.
What that is,
hayo ni,
is trying to live by the law.
Ni hasa ni kule kuishi kwa sheria.
All over the world we see this.
Na haya yanaonekana dunia nzima.
It's filled in America.
Ukienda kule Marekani watu,
and everywhere in the world.
Ukienda dunia nzima watu wanaishi kwa sheria.
Where the preaching and the teaching comes forth.
Hata mahubiri kila kitu kinapokuja.
Under the letter of the law. Under the letter of the law.
Na
barua ya sheria.
Na barua ya sheria.
Instead of the spirit.
Badala ya roho.
What was the what was the law given for?
Hivi ni lengo gani?
What was the purpose of the law given for?
Hivi hasa sheria zilihusiana na nini?
Most believers think it's to give us rules to follow, to live by.
Unajua wengine wanafikiri hizo sheria zinawekwa ili watu waishi kwa kuzifuata.
Do you know why it was given?
Kwa nini unajua sheria zilitolewa?
To show us that we are lawbreakers.
Sheria ziliwekwa kwa sababu ya kutuonyesha kwamba sisi ni wavunja sheria.
To show us that we cannot live by the law.
Hiyo inatuonyesha kwamba hatuwezi kuishi bila sheria.
Galatians says, the law was given to act as a school teacher, a tutor,
kama shule, sheria zilitolewa kama mwalimu wa shule anayetuelekeza ama kama mkufunzi anayetuelekeza.
The law was given to bring us to Christ.
Unajua sheria zilitolewa ili zitupeleke kwa Kristo.
To show us that we cannot live by the law.
Kutuonyesha kwamba hatuwezi kuishi bila sheria.
And that we need a savior.
Tunaweza
hatuwezi kuishi kwa sheria.
Hatuwezi kuishi kwa sheria.
All right. Look in your Bible, 1 Corinthians 15, 56 and 57. First Corinthians 15, verse 56 and 57.
56.
Man, that is small print. Whoa.
Haya, Wakorintho wa kwanza sura 15 mstari wa 56 na 57.
Okay, did you read that?
Yes.
1 Corinthians 15, 56 and 57.
Yes.
You read it?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay.
Can I read it now?
Yes.
Biblia inasema, uchungu wa mauti ni dhambi, na nguvu za dhambi ni torati. Lakini Mungu na ashukuriwe atupaye kushinda kwa Bwana wetu Yesu Kristo.
Amen.
The law was given,
sheria zilitolewa,
to remove the deception,
kuondoa uongo,
that we are doing okay.
Ambao ulikuwa unafanyika kama vile ni sawa.
Because the law, if you think you can keep the law,
kama unafikiri unaweza kuiweka sheria,
you may think you're doing okay.
Unaweza kufikiri kwamba unafanya sawa.
But the law was given to prove that we cannot keep it.
Lakini sheria ilitolewa kuthibitisha yale ambayo hatuwezi kuyaweka.
The law was given to prove that we're sinners.
Sheria ilitolewa kama uthibitisho kwamba tulikuwa wenye dhambi.
The law was not given to help us.
Sheria haikutolewa ili tusaidie.
The law was given to show us that we're desperate for a savior.
Sheria ilitolewa kwa sababu tulikuwa mbali na Mwokozi.
To show us that we need someone to come help us.
Tunahitaji mtu fulani aje atusaidie.
But the church all over the world tries to live by the law.
Lakini sasa hivi kanisa dunia nzima linaishi kwa sheria.
And here's what it does. It says that the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law.
Na ndipo pale Wakorintho wa kwanza 15:56 inasema uchungu wa mauti ni dhambi na nguvu ya dhambi ni torati.
What gives sin strength is the law.
Nini kinafanya dhambi iwe sheria? Iwe na nguvu.
Do you know when the law was given, Moses came on the mount, the Ten Commandments were given?
Unajua sheria zilipatikana pale mlimani, Musa alipokwenda mlimani.
Before that time there was no law.
Lakini kabla ya Musa pale hapakuwa na sheria.
There was only grace.
Kulikuwa na neema.
God treated people with mercy.
Mungu aliwachukulia watu kwa rehema.
He didn't kill them.
Hakuwaua.
He treated them with mercy.
Na alivyokuwa anawaongoza watu, aliwaongoza kwa rehema.
But because there was no law,
sheria,
sin became rampant.
Ndipo dhambi zikaenea.
Sinning was taking over the whole world.
Ndipo dhambi ikachukua nafasi dunia nzima.
Corruption was filling the world.
Rushwa ikaenea dunia nzima.
And God said, I've got to show them.
Ndipo Mungu akasema naenda kwa
that they need me.
Unaona mnanihitaji.
So he brought the law.
Ndio mpo akaleta sheria.
To show us.
Kutuonyesha kwamba
we cannot live by the law.
Kwamba hatuwezi kuishi sasa bila sheria.
Do you know that in you want to read some of it? Read in Leviticus. You can read in Leviticus.
Ukisoma mambo ya Walawi.
It tells you how to go to the bathroom.
Na ana.
Amen.
In Leviticus,
katika mambo ya Walawi,
the law is given to tell you how to go to the bathroom.
Sheria ilipeanwa ili kukuonyesha jinsi ya kwenda choo.
Do you know that?
Unajua hivyo?
If you want to live by the law,
unataka kuishi kwa sheria.
The Bible says you must live by all of it.
Na neno la Mungu lasema lazima uishi kwa sheria kamili.
But nobody ever preaches a lot of the law.
Na watu wengi hawahubiri sheria yote.
Because we cannot live by it.
Kwa sababu huwezi ukaishikilia yote.
Ndio.
Oh. It says that if you have a flat nose.
Inasema ikiwa una pua liko flat inaitwaje?
If you have a flat nose. You have a flat nose, you violate the law. If you have a mole on your body, a mole.
Na ikiwa una kitu chunusi kwa mwili wako,
then you violate the law.
Wewe umevunja sheria.
Did you know that?
Je, unijua hivyo?
Oh! Yeah, many of you are violating the law.
Wengi wenu mnaishi kinyume na sheria.
Oh, and there is so much more.
Na kuna sheria nyingi.
The law presents a perfect picture.
Sheria inaonyesha picha halisi
of how a perfect person should look and be and act.
Jinsi mtu mkamilifu anaweza kuishi na aweze kutenda.
And on purpose God made it so none of us could ever live by it.
Na kusudi Mungu alipeana sheria ni kwa kila mmoja wetu hatuwezi tukazishika zote.
So that we could see our need.
Na hiyo inatuonyesha ya kwamba tunahitaji.
For a savior.
Kwa tunahitaji mwokozi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let's go over to 2 Corinthians.
Twende katika Wakorintho wa pili.
2 Corinthians chapter 3.
Mlango wa 3.
I don't know if you noticed it.
Sijui ikiwa umeangalia umeona.
But in every one of you,
ya kwamba kila mmoja wetu,
there is a resistance.
Kulikuwa na ile kuzuia. Yeah,
there's a resistance.
Upinzani. Yani kuna upinzani.
Pinzani. There's a pinzani.
Kuna upinzani.
So when someone tells you what you need to do.
This is very tiny. Yeah?
I know.
Let me get
that.
Yeah. You just get the right one.
Yeah, big print on there?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, it's good.
2 Corinthians?
Yeah, chapter 3.
Chapter 3.
Uh-huh. Okay, so we have this pinzani in us.
Tuna upinzani huu ndani mwetu.
That when someone tells us, you must do this, you must do this.
Mtu akikwambia lazima ufanye hiki na kile.
You must act like this, you must not act like that.
Tenda hivi, usitende hivi vile.
There is a resistance, a pinzani in us.
Utajikuta kuna upinzani ndani mwako.
That makes us want to do that very thing that we are told not to do.
Na inakulazimu hata utende yale unayokatazwa usitende.
In America,
katika kule Amerika,
we have lots of lawns that are very pretty.
tuna zile nyasi zinaoneka zimekatwa vizuri sana.
And they have signs along there.
Na pale wameweka vibandiko.
Do not step on the grass.
Wanakuambia usikanyage nyasi.
And when we go and we see that sign,
na unapotembea unaona maandiko, unaangalia pande ina huko unaenda unasema acha nikanyage kidogo.
That's what the law does.
Hiyo ndio vile sheria hufanya kazi.
It makes us be law breakers.
Inatufanya tu wavunja sheria.
That's what God wanted to have happen.
Na hiyo Mungu alitaka itendeke.
So that we would see our need to come to Jesus.
Kujua kweli unahitaji.
We would see that we cannot live this life.
Inamaanisha kwamba huwezi ukaishi kwa sheria.
By the law.
Kwa sheria huwezi ukaishi.
Though this life is his life.
Maisha tulie nayo ni ya Mungu mwenyewe.
How hard is it to train a monkey?
Ni sio rahisi sana kuweza kumfundisha tumbili
to act like a person.
Ili aweze kufanya kama mwanadamu.
Is it hard?
Ni ngumu, si ndio?
It's very hard for that monkey.
Ni sio rahisi sana tumbili awe kama mwanadamu.
That monkey is going to be very nervous and stressed and upset.
Unaona ataanza kuhangaika kwa sababu hajui atafanya nini.
How do I do this? You keep teaching the monkey how to be like a human.
Na unazidi kumfundisha jinsi atakayekuwa na tabia ya mwanadamu.
It will try.
Atajaribu kweli.
But it will always fail.
Lakini kila mara atashindwa.
Why?
Kwa nini?
Because the monkey has a monkey nature.
Kwa sababu tumbili ana tabia ya tumbili.
You will do what is in your nature to do, and if you're forced to do something different, you will not be happy.
Mara kwa mara utafanya ile iliyo asili yako, na ukilazimishwa kufanya asili sio yako itakusumbua.
When you were born again,
ulipozaliwa mara ya pili,
you no longer have the nature of a human.
Ulikoma kukua na ile tabia ama asili ya mwanadamu wa kawaida.
You only have the remembrance in your mind of what you used to be like.
Lakini bado unabaki na ile picha ya jinsi ulivyoishi zamani.
You now have the nature of God.
Sasa hiyo ulipookoka una asili ya Mungu.
It is God's nature.
Ni asili ya Mungu.
To act like himself.
Utakuwa na tabia kama Mungu.
It's not a struggle.
Hautang'ang'ana.
It's not hard.
Sio ngumu.
It says in 1 John the commands of God are not burdensome.
Ndio katika Yohana waraka Yohana kwanza nasema kwamba sheria za Mungu hazina mzigo.
Jesus said, I didn't come to do away with the law.
Yesu alisema sikuja kuondoa sheria.
I've come to fulfill it.
Nilikuja kuyatimiliza.
The law will be totally complete in me, Jesus said.
Ya kwamba sheria ilitimia ndani ya Kristo Yesu.
So then now there's a new law.
Sasa kuna sheria mpya.
There's a law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
Sasa kuna sheria ya roho ya uzima ndani ya Kristo Yesu.
Did you know that the Holy Spirit is a law?
Je, unajua ya kwamba Roho Mtakatifu yeye ni sheria?
How do we live this life?
Je, tunaishi namna gani maisha haya?
Galatians 2:20.
Wagalatia 2:20.
I have been crucified with Christ.
Mimi nimesulubiwa na Kristo.
The old sinner man that I used to be.
Yule vile nilivyokuwa zamani.
The man who didn't think like God.
Yule mtu asiyekuwa anawaza kama Mungu.
Who only cared about himself.
Aliyejijali tu yeye mwenyewe.
That man was crucified with Christ.
Yule mtu alitundikwa msalabani na Yesu.
And he says, I no longer live.
Msio mimi aishie.
That man no longer lives.
Huyo mtu wa zamani sio yule anayeishi tena.
That sinner woman, she no longer lives.
Huyo mwanamke mwenye dhambi ama mwanaume sio yule anayeishi ndani mwangu.
I hear Christians say I'm just a sinner saved by grace.
Ninaona msikia Kristo wengine wengi wakisema mimi ni mwenye dhambi aliyeokolewa tu kwa neema.
No! You are not a sinner. If you are born again, you're a saint. You're a son of God. You're a child of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That guy's been crucified with Christ. I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live.
Nimetundikwa msalabani, sio mimi aishie tena.
But
Lakini,
this life that I now live, that's the new I. That's the new born again person. This life that I now as a born again person live. In this body, watch this. I live by faith in the Son of God.
Amen.
I don't live by the law. I don't live by the rules. I don't live by the regulations. I live by the life of Jesus in me. Oh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, we have been taught for so long that we must do the word. That we don't understand. We cannot do it. Only He can do it through us. It can only happen as we trust in Him. Are you with me?
Amen.
I had to come to this place in my life. This is a prayer I prayed. Father,
Baba,
I will no longer try to please you. I will no longer try to be a good Christian. I will no longer try to live the Christian life. I will now trust in you to live your life in me and through me. That's Christianity. That is Christianity. It's not about us trying to do anything. Oh, you know, for years I was preaching. I would spend much time preparing a message. I write it all out. Make all my notes. Get up here with my notes. And I would preach off my notes. One day, I had my notes. And I put him in my Bible. And I forgot to take my Bible. I grabbed my daughter's Bible instead. And I got to church. He said, oh, it's time for the pastor to preach. And I got up there. And I said, Holy Spirit, I need you. I need you. You wrote this. I don't care if I only say one sentence. If it's coming from you, it'll be good. I don't need to preach a long sermon. I just need you. So I opened my mouth. And he began to fill me. And he began to bring one scripture, one word after another to me. That service. Everybody told me, that's the best message you ever preached. That was the greatest message ever. We don't know what you did, Pastor. But do it again. Do it again. It's just his life, trusting his life. Jesus said, in that hour that you are needing to be to say something, don't worry about what you will say. In that hour, the Holy Spirit will give you utterance. Whether it's one person standing in front of you, you don't know what their problem is. The Holy Spirit does. And if you trust Him, do you know? You know, when we first started praying for people, we had, how many steps did we have?
For deliverance,
14. We wrote out 14 steps on how to pray. And we put them on cards. We go to pray for someone. What can I help you with? I have a pain. Do you know that God so loves people that even in our stupidity, even when we're trying to depend upon our own understanding, God still touched people. Now, I came to the place where I was beginning to depend on the list. I thought about getting a little hook and hanging it in front of me like that. And then you know what God did? I pray for someone using the list. Nothing happened. I pray for someone else. Nothing happened. I pray for someone else. Nothing happened. I backed up. I said, God, what's going on? He said, let me be your list. Put the list away. Let me be your list. I said, okay. And I began to see a great increase in the miraculous. Second Corinthians chapter 3. Verse 7. 8, 9, 10, 11. You want to read that?
Basi ikiwa huduma ya mauti iliandikwa na kuchorwa katika mawe ilikuja katika utukufu, hata Waisraeli hawakuweza kukazia macho uso wa Musa kwa sababu ya utukufu wa uso wake, nao ni utukufu uliokuwa ukibadilika. Je, huduma ya roho haitazidi kuwa katika utukufu? Kwa maana ikiwa huduma ya adhabu ina utukufu, siuze huduma ya haki ina utukufu unaozidi. Maana hata ile iliyotukuzwa haikuwa na utukufu hivi kwa sababu ya utukufu uzidiwa sana. Mstari wa 11, kwa maana ikiwa ile iliyobadilika ilikuwa na utukufu, zaidi sana ile ikaayo ina utukufu.
Apostle Paul's comparing
Paulo na mtume Paulo analinganisha
the ministry of the law,
huduma wa sheria,
with the ministry of the Spirit.
Na huduma wa roho.
He's comparing the old covenant
analinganisha agano la kale
to the new covenant
na agano jipya.
He's comparing what we try to do to what only He can do. He's comparing the letter
anaweza analinganisha barua
to the grace of God who does it and performs it for us.
Na ile neema ya Mungu anayetutendea sisi.
What does he call the law?
Kile anachoita sheria.
A ministry of death.
Anaita ni huduma wa kifo.
Because if you try to live by the law, you're going to die.
Unapojaribu kuishi kwa sheria utakufa.
It does not bring life.
Haitaleta uhai.
He calls it a ministry of death.
Kwa sababu ni huduma wa kifo.
Ministry of condemnation.
Ni huduma wa hukumu.
You probably heard it.
Pengine unaweza kusikia.
Okay. Now everyone that's ever been a preacher has done it.
Everybody. Yeah, kila mmoja amekuwa mhuduma.
It includes you.
Yeah. Kila mmoja ni mhuduma, ni mhubiri, sivyo?
Have you ever heard preaching? And you felt condemned on the inside. Have you ever had somebody talk to you? Say, you know, you're a very bad person for doing that. Instant condemnation. Instant death. We need to leave that. We need, those are things we need to forget that are behind us. The law was intended to bring us to grace. To bring us to the life of Jesus. So that we could trust in Him and Him alone. So there now is a new law. Romans chapter 8. Verse 1, verse 2. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Walking according to the flesh is trying to live by the law. It'll produce nothing but death. There was this preacher. I was listening to him. And he's telling people. They asked him a question. Because he said that women should not wear short dresses. And someone asked him, well, how short is short? And this is what he said. I'll never forget it. I tell you how short it is. Short is short. That's how short short is. Short is short. And he said it again and again. I'll tell you how short short is. Short is short. Really short. Short, short is short. What was happening? He was releasing condemnation. Do you know that when we trust in Holy Spirit, you won't want to dress shorty short. You will have his nature. You won't need someone to tell you. Don't do this and don't do that. You have the Holy Spirit. Because it's his nature. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he says here, when you begin to get this, you're going to go from glory to glory to glory to glory to glory to glory.
Yeah!
Woo!
Hallelujah!
When we begin, when we begin to understand,
tunaanza kuelewa,
Christianity
Ukristo
is not about us doing things.
Sio kwa ajili ya sheria kufanya vitu.
It's about us trusting the life of Jesus in us. Trusting the Holy Spirit to bring forth the words, to bring forth the life. That's Christianity. It's not a struggle. It's not a struggle. Oh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
People think, oh man, you know, you must get really tired doing this stuff. People look at us, look at the team. We can pray for 10,000 people right through the whole night.
Watu wanapotazama wanasema sasa hawa ndio wanaupako wanaweza kuombea hawa watu wote.
Do you know?
Unajua?
That we don't never get tired when we're praying.
Hatuchoki kuombea watu.
We don't never get tired when we're ministering.
Hatuchoki kuhubiri.
Because we're not trusting in ourselves.
Kwa sababu hatujiamini sisi.
You can do the impossible.
Unaweza kufanya yenye isiyowezekana.
If you go out and you go to work for 8 hours, you get tired while you're working, right? Toward the end of the workday, you're beginning to slow down because you're getting tired. I'm here to tell you, the ministry of the Spirit is life. It is life. It is life. And while you are ministering, you will not get tired. If you're getting tired ministering, you're ministering under the law. You're ministering out of the flesh. You're ministering out of your head. It's time. Leave that. That's death. God says, put it behind you. God says, forget it. Step into the glory zone. Step into the place of the Spirit. Holy Spirit, I am here. I am with you. I am one with you. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17 says, you have been made to be one with the Holy Spirit. One. People say to me, what you just said, was that you or was that the Holy Spirit? I say, yes. No, you didn't understand. What you just did, that miracle, was that you or was that the Holy Spirit? My answer is, yes. It's both of us. Everything he does, I do together with him because we are one. You are one. You are one with him. Every miracle ever performed in all of history. Do you know who was there? Holy Spirit was there. In every single miracle all over the world for all time. And he's living in you. And he's become one with your spirit. When Jesus said, all things are possible, only believe. Oh, the disciples didn't understand how big that was. It's huge. Literally, whatever the need is before you, you can trust him. You can trust him. You see, I know this. I know that by the grace of Jesus Christ, he has finished and completed everything I need for life and for godliness. And I know that the Spirit of Christ, Holy Spirit, has come to live inside of me. In everything I do, I can depend on Him. Which makes everything now possible. We Bible says that we have the mind of Christ, right? Right? Well, I read that scripture in 1 Corinthians to people and they say, boy, it doesn't feel like I have the mind of Christ.
Come again?
It doesn't feel like I have the mind of Christ. Well, how do we receive everything? By faith. By faith. When you read the Gospels, tell me one time that Jesus had a negative thought. One time that he said, I don't know how we're going to do this. Tell me one sentence that he said that released lack. Jesus never had a single thought of lack. Those thoughts come over here. In the flesh. Under the law. The mind of Christ operates in the Spirit. Peter says to Jesus, we got taxes to pay, Jesus. Where are we going to get the money, Jesus? He didn't say, I don't know, Jesus. We better think about that. There is no lack in Jesus. He said, Peter, get your fishing pole. Throw it out in the water. Okay? Feel it? Okay, bring that in. Open up that fish mouth. What do you see? Jesus! It's the money we need for the taxes! Exactly! Oh, but Jesus! We have 5,000 men plus women and children! We only have a few fish and a few pieces of bread! Jesus, how do we feed them? Jesus said, what do you got? Let me see what you got. Give me the bread. He always says, what do you got? Bring me what you got. Bring yourself just the way you are to Jesus. I take what you got. I'll take this loaf of bread. What did he do? He said, thank you, Father. That's it. Thank you, Father. He says, now pass it out. And you know what happened. Everybody got fed. It multiplied. There was no negative thinking with Jesus. We were in Liberia. We thought there was going to be 300 pastors at this conference. We got there. There was 5,000. They had one big pot of rice. That's all they had. Not enough. Not even close to enough. We're way out in the bush. No way to get more food. They came to us and they said, what do we do? We said, feed them. We bless what we've got. We bless it and say, thank you, Father. Do you know what happened? We watched it. Do you know what happened? 5,000 people got fed. Hey! was done, the pot was still full of rice. Praise God. Praise God. You see, for us to understand, for us to realize what we've been given, every one of you can lay hands on the sick and they will recover, and you can do it today. The devil will say, you haven't prayed enough. Oh, what you said something you shouldn't have said. Oh, you sinned this morning. The devil comes with all this pointing at us. But you can tell him, devil, you're talking to someone who's dead. You got a question? Ask Jesus. Because Jesus is the one that's going to heal. It's not me. It's Jesus going to heal. So no matter what the devil tells you, and he will. He will give you, your mind, every reason imaginable why you are not qualified. There's only one qualified. That's Jesus. He's qualified. And he's the one that does it through us. The beauty of Christianity is we just trust in him. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And do not lean on your own understanding. But in all your ways, acknowledge him.
Amen.
And he will make the path straight. Our part. Holy Spirit, I acknowledge your presence. I acknowledge your presence. I acknowledge your anointing is in me and on me. You have everything I need. And then pray. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
And all of you can cast out demons. You can.
Yes.
Every one of you can do that. When you see a demon hurting someone, you can command them to get off.
Amen.
Just like Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, we believe they are Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
We used to have a 15 step program. Then I went to 10. Then I went to 3. And we finally arrived at the one step program. Just Jesus. Just the name of Jesus. That's it. That's it. Here's here's what happens. It says in James, we better read it. We better read this. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, mi muema. Amen.
You can read verse 5, verse 6, verse 7.
You said James?
Verse 8, James.
Which chapter?
James 1.
James 1, verse?
Read 5 through 8.
Go ahead. Yakobo, mlango wa kwanza, mstari wa tano hadi nane. Nasema hivi. Lakini mtu wa kwenu akipungukiwa na hekima, na aombe dua kwa Mungu, awapaye wote kwa ukarimu, wala hakemei naye atapewa. Ila na aombe kwa imani pasipo shaka yeyote, maana mwenye shaka ni kama wimbi la bahari lililochukuliwa na upepo na kupeperushwa huku na huku. Maana mtu kama yule ashidhani ya kuwa atapokea kitu kwa Bwana. Mstari wa nane, mtu wa nia mbili husitasita katika njia zake zote, umaskini na utajiri.
Okay. It wasn't that long ago that the Holy Spirit spoke to me and told me that I was double-minded. I said, what? I'm double-minded? I said, can you show me? Okay. Here. Watch this. Repentance is greatly preached, right? We need to repent, right? But there are two kinds of repentance. There's old covenant and a new covenant. Old covenant repents like this. Father,
Baba,
I'm such a terrible sinner. I got so many sins in my life. I repent. I repent.
Agano la kale. Unalia shida zote na mambo yote maovu uliotenda na unajiona kama ufai.
Where is the focus?
Na hapo napotubu hivyo.
The focus. The focus is on me as a sinner.
Lengo ni kwako wewe uliye mwenye dhambi.
That's not who I am anymore.
Na sio wewe vile ulivyo tena.
New covenant repentance.
Sasa tunakuja katika toba ya agano jipya.
I recognize Jesus, what you've done for me.
Ninatambua yale umenitendea mimi.
I recognize that you've forgiven all my sins.
Ninatambua kwamba umenisamehe dhambi.
I recognize that my behavior is not who I am. I recognize you are living in me. You are alive in me. I focus on you and what you've done. Holy Spirit will take you deeper glory, deeper glory. Over here. Over here, confessing that way will take you deeper into the pit. So here's what he said to me. He said, okay, you're confessing that I have forgiven all your sins, past, present, future, completely gone, that I have paid the price in full, that I have paid the penalty for sin, that I have ended and taken upon, Jesus said he's taken upon the very wrath of God, so that we could be at peace with God. So he showed me, you confess that. That's good. That's good. But you also do this. You sin. You sin. And then you say, "Oh Father, please forgive me for this sin." And I'll go through the whole day confessing and asking God to forgive me. He said, "That's why you're double-minded." You confess that Jesus has done it all. But at the same time, you're asking God to forgive you of all these sins. Which is it? Has He forgiven you all your sins or not? And He showed me that I was double-minded. Here's what it says. Someone who's double-minded will ask of God. God's ready to give all the time, but they cannot receive because they're double-minded. So a double-minded Christian cannot receive of the glory of God. Amazing. So I'm going to give you a statement. Anything that we add to the work of Jesus Christ, anything that we add to it is the law. It's what we are trying to do. Everything needs to be our faith in the completed grace work of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you find yourself putting any conditions on you being able to pray or you being able to witness or anything, any conditions. Amen.
Amen.
Anything. It's Jesus plus nothing.
Yesu bila chochote.
Now, your mind is going to be challenged.
Lakini utapata changamoto katika akili zako.
Because we have been trained year after year after year.
Kwa miaka mingi tumekuzwa.
That these are the things we must do. But that's the law. Produces death. So many people leave churches because they can't do it. They can't live up to that. All he's asking. I surrender, Lord. I trust you. To live through me, to pray through me, to witness through me, to meet every need of my life that's already done. Every time I have a new crisis that comes to my life, I thank the Lord for a fresh opportunity to see His grace. I have a construction business. Number of years ago, I had a bookkeeper that stole everything. When we found out, we owed one half of $1 million American money.
tulipata ya kwamba milioni moja na nusu ya kampuni imeibiwa yote.
We had no work. And we found out that we owed half of a million American dollars. Because this person was stealing and stealing and stealing and stealing. When I found that out, my wife cried. And she cried. And she cried. And she cried. And I said, God, I don't understand this with my head, but this I know. You're taking me through. So I called all the people up that I knew that were Christians. I said, I want to have a praise party at my home. I said, will you come and have a praise party? There was 20, 30 people that came to have a praise party with me.
And
they said, what are we praising God for? Hey Tony, what are we praising God for? I said, I just found out that I am major league in debt, really bad. And I wanted you to praise God with me because I can't wait to see what He's going to do. It's going to be so good. I'm going to see such an outpouring of God. I'm so excited. They all thought I was nuts. They thought I was crazy. Let me tell you what happened. We had very little work. Within 1 year, it was totally paid. I still today do not know how God did it. There was money showing up in our bank account. People were coming to see me, and they were saying, remember when you gave me some money? I never gave it back to you. Here, I want to give it back to you. One after another, after another, after another. Hallelujah. I'm not going to live here any longer. I'm going to live trusting the Holy Spirit. Today, you can make the decision. I'm done with my strivings. I'm done with my trying to be a good Christian. I'm done trying to be the person that someone else wants me to be. I'm done trying to live by laws and rules and regulations. I'm done. Today, I'm placing my full confidence and trust in Jesus the Christ who's alive in me. People, you will change this nation if you understand this. You will change this nation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That is a great revelation. Even myself who is standing here, this is a great revelation. Amen. I have never sijawahi kufanya kitu kama hiki. Kuanzia leo ninaenda kusherehekea yale nilinayopitia ndani.